The devil imitates it. And he can only imitate because he's not a creator. He's only got what God has created to work with. He works with the Creator's creation. He's a knucklehead and a blockhead. Now, Brother George, we were looking at in our M&M meeting, that's musician meeting, which Keen, they have been very good. We sure miss you there. Amen. Keen's got him a house. The Bible says that the dragon has 10 heads. See, he's always trying to outdo Jesus. Jesus only got one. The devil says, oh, the dragon says, amen, all the same thing, and just different statures, amen, different ministries, the devil, Satan, serpent, and the dragon, amen, however it may go, these are all different ministries in the nature of fallen Lucifer, amen. The Bible says that he has 10 heads, huh? 7 heads, rather, 10 horns, and a huge dragon tail that he slapped you up the side of the head with. So I don't believe in stuff like that. I just don't believe in stuff like that. I don't know about stuff like that. I don't know about this dragon stuff. Click. I don't know about this. Now, what made a person do something like that? Nobody in their right mind would blow their brains out. There's evil powers that have invaded the atmosphere. Ministering spirits, the Bible calls them. Ministering death. Those voices that come in your mind and says, you're all washed up. You're a failure in every realm. You're no good for anybody. You're not fit to live. Take your life. Take your own life. Lucifer speaks like that. Not God Almighty, not the Lord Jesus Christ, but Lucifer speaks like that. So we fight against powers, saints. And these powers, amen, have stolen, amen. Is that the proper word? Stolen, amen, this head and tail principle. 10 horns, 7 heads, and a great big tail that he slaps you upside the head with. And I got slapped upside the head with it today. Real bad. Amen. It seems like I go with the weather. That's the truth. Amen. I go with the weather. If it's springtime, all of a sudden my heart's bursting with joy. It starts to rain, all of a sudden this gloom comes down on me. Huh? And it got real gloomy today, especially, like I said, it's the same, I feel it, amen, it's the same spirit that I felt last year and the year before in October, amen, because it's a time where the witches and the warlocks get together, amen, Rabbi Shataya. There was this Irene Park, she was a witch for 40-something years, and she was testifying to Brother Eldred Thomas, amen, about her experience as a witch. And she said when she was a witch that they got together a month ahead of time. And by the time October the 31st or whenever the date is for Halloween, then all these spirits have already gone forth for blood. The issue, she said, is for blood today. Blood. These spirits demand blood. And in the homosexual realm, amen, it's a demand for blood. Amen. In the rituals of witchcraft, it's demand for blood. They must drink blood. Didn't I tell you the devil stole it? Jesus said, lest you drink all of my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part in me. And the devil has stole that principle. And he puts it into the Rabbi Shakabahaya. Amen. Unplug that bench, would you, Brother George? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I was looking at her daughter. Amen. What's your name again? Huh? Molly? Bobby. I'm sorry. Amen. She looked over there like, wow, they're being electrocuted. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is a very unusual type church when it comes to the demonstrations. I think if I have to explain or excuse anything, it's always the demonstrations of the Spirit. I'm always having to make an excuse for the demonstrations of the Spirit. Always trying to explain the demonstrations of the Spirit, just like I am right now. Amen. But she understands. She's been here before. But a lot of people don't. Amen. That's it. Every time I push it, they... Shabba-ba-ba-ha-ya. Amen. But I'm glad that you feel good enough to shake. Amen. I'm glad that you feel good enough in your soul and your spirit to come into the house of God and put forth a little motion. Hallelujah. Rabba Shatalabahushaya. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Well, I have a little testimony here before I get into this sermon. I'm starting to get wound up. Hallelujah. I done preached myself into the victory. Words have power. Shabahaya. They have power. Amen. Shut up. Anyway, what I was going to say was, amen. I'm trying to make them laugh over there. Y'all keep on shaking. Amen. Keep on shouting. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember the times Brother Russell be up here and you just carry on and carry on. I just want to go, shut up. Haven't you ever heard preachers when you're not in the spirit, they just keep on and they keep on praying and they keep on praying and keep on praying. You're not in the spirit, see. Because if you were in the spirit, it wouldn't bother you. But you're not in the spirit and they keep on. You just want to say, shut up. And someone may be shaking over there. I mean, it's easy to get a spirit against Jeff Foster. I mean, he just drives that old bulldozer shoulder of his and the people. And if you're not in the spirit, you just want to go, stop it. Straighten up, boy. Amen. Get your feet on the ground, boy. Amen. Amen. And that's right. If you're not in the spirit, you can't stand the demonstrations of the spirit. They get on your nerves. Amen. They're not on my nerves right now, but I like to joke about it because once upon a time they have. Amen. Amen. Oh. Better not do that. Amen. Well, we may have a policeman here behind the pulpit. I'm on this policeman spree, see. I'm trying to get on the reserves right now, which is no problem. And it's a real ministry out there. And the Lord spoke to me here a few weeks ago, or maybe even a month ago, and gave me this idea of being on the reserves, driving around with these policemen, ministering to people out there. And I called the police the other last service, amen, to talk to them about car situation, everything. I had my back window broke out, and we don't know by who. It's just a kind of a rough neighborhood anyway, and I know the Lord wanted to make me an example to y'all people and see if I was going to complain. It didn't bother me at all. Amen. But I did call the police because I don't want your car to be messed up. Amen. I'm glad it happened to mine and not yours. Amen. I would hate for you to think that you could have to come to this church and something happened to your car. Amen. And no insurance. But Anyway, so I called this officer, Richard St. Clair, out here, and he came up and drove up in this big police car, and I said, can I talk to you by myself? He said, sure, get in. Big old guy, about eight foot tall. And I said, sure, get in, you know. So I got in and sat down, and he says, how can I help you? I said, oh, well, let's talk, you know. So I was talking about the situation here, and he said, and he kept on getting off track, and he said, how long have your church here? I said, we've had it over a year now, going on 2 years. He said, where'd you start your church? I looked and I thought, man, what's he up to? In the back of my mind, you know. And I kind of shrivel up a little bit when I get in the presence of these big cops, you know. And I get this shell around me, you know, like a little nut. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just get all shriveled in the seat. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, what's your problem, you know? And he says, when did you start your church? I said, about 6 years ago. He said, how many people you got? I said, men, women, and children, the whole nine yards, up to about 70 people, something like that. He said, man, that's good. I thought, what's he up to? And he kept on asking me these questions. And then he said, I bet you're curious about why I'm asking you all these questions. I said, yeah, kind of. He said, he's looking around, you know, make sure Brother Harris and the others weren't looking. He goes, kind of pushed his hat back. Praise God, I'm a preacher. He said, praise God, I'm a preacher too. Amen, that's what he said. And I said, well, praise God, hallelujah. You know, and he goes, praise God. So I said, well, let's have a little drive here and let's talk about the Lord. He said, okay. So we took off driving all around the neighborhood and we were praising God together and he spoke in tongues and the whole nine yards and wants to come over here and preach, amen, on a Sunday night. So we just had a real good time. I stayed with him about an hour and a half out there, amen. So anyway, I'm marrying a policeman, and this whole church is going to be filled with policemen tomorrow, amen. So if you have if you're wanted for anything, don't come around this church tomorrow, amen. So I don't know what the Lord is doing, but I've got this great interest in policemen all of a sudden. You know, I want to ride with the policeman. I was supposed to ride with one today, but it didn't work out that way, but I'll get around to it, and so on and so forth. And anyway, I told him I was thinking about, you know, riding with the police on the reserve. And he said, well, you know, that's a great ministry. He said, I have had the opportunity of bringing so many people to Jesus Christ on this police force. He said, it was just a few months ago, this lady was going to blow her brains out with this 45. She was an elderly lady, and she was pregnant, and it was out of wedlock. And he said that she was just through with it all. It was about to just blow her brains out. And he went in there and started talking to her about Jesus. And she said the sinner's prayer and accepted Jesus in her heart. Amen. And she called back to suicide mission or whatever it was, control, and said, look, I'm not going to take my life anymore because I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. Hallelujah. Amen to that police officer. So he said there's so many times when people have wrecks and are hurt bad that you can bend down over them and start telling them about Jesus and so on and so forth. I don't know. Get the witness on it. Then I'll know. Amen? Would y'all want me to do that? What are your thoughts on it? You know, I'll arrest you from now. What do you think? It's awfully quiet. Think you ought to get on the reserves? Get out there and bring some policemen in this ministry? Yeah, that's true. Amen. Well, he said there's hardly any trouble, especially in the Garland area, Siegelville area, hardly any problems at all. Amen. There was an article on the front page of the news. Seems like when I'm interested in something, everything I look at has got something to do with what I'm interested in all of a sudden, you know, or it just stands out. And I was reading the front page of the news, and it said that they don't have hardly anything to do. They just ride around during the day, and they look for some type of excitement. And then they hear about a shooting over here, and they're all there, you know, trying to get in on the excitement. He said they hang around the station, they talk, and they're real bored. And the only reason that they can stick with their job is because they find something exciting or try to create something exciting. So I thought, you know, it's a perfect job for a Christian on one side of the scales. Amen, because it could be a great ministry. Hallelujah. So, what are we talking about here tonight? Policemen or tails? Head and tails. Amen. I just want to share that with you. It's testifying time. I got a testimonial spirit on me. We're going to be eating here pretty soon, too. Please stay and eat. Please don't eat on Friday night so that we can make a little money off of you. Amen. Because it's to pay. That's right. Being honest. So that we can, we're serving you, and at the same time, you're serving us to pay for this carpet back here. It's about a $2,200 carpet all throughout the back. Amen. We'd like to get that paid for, and this is how we're paying for it. So please, on Friday night, wives, pastoral command, don't feed your husbands on Friday night. Don't cook for them. When they come home, say, where's my meal? Brother Jardina said. Go to church and eat, you know. So, anyway, eat after church. Stay and get something, amen. Don't just run out and go buy something. Shame on you if you leave and go to a restaurant after Friday night service. So, let's all stay, amen, and grab you something. If you're a little embarrassed to eat with the people, whatever, grab you something and go find a place. Go in my office and eat by yourself if you want to. Amen, whatever. But stay and buy something and eat and fellowship for a few minutes or if you're in a hurry, just eat it and run. Can we do that? Huh? Now, y'all guys don't buy your food on Friday, do you? You come straight to church, right? So you're pretty hungry by the time church is out. Amen. And I hope y'all continue to have dinners, amen, after this week, because I'm going to take advantage of it for sure. Amen. So let me get this principle across to you. It seems like I'm going to be able to introduce it to you. Amen. But I tell you what, let's do like, what I wanted to do in the first place, and that was praise God. So let's stand up for just a moment, honor the Spirit, honor the Word, and let's praise God. I know you may be a little tired Friday night, always are in the body, but just let's give God our last ounce of strength. Father God, thank you, Jesus. So the dragon has 10 horns, and he uses these 10 horns to break and destroy the 10 commandments. Amen. And there's a great lesson on the 10 horns coordinating with the 10 commandments, amen, and how he uses each horn. See, each horn represents a horn of power, amen, that comes against you, saints, amen, to get you to break, Rabashataya, amen, the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ is head, did you hear me? That he's head over all things. Amen, Rabashaya, concerning the church, amen, and you are the church, not brick and mortar, but living stones, hallelujah. You make up the living church of God. Not bricks and mortar, not a building with pews made out of wood, but living spirits and souls, seeds, stones of fire. Amen. And he's the head over the stones of fire. He's the head over the church. And all things that happen to you during the day, amen, all the time, God is head over that. Amen. So if he is the head, that makes us the tail. Did you hear me? I said if he's the head, that makes us the tail. Amen. And the tail follows the head. The head doesn't follow the tail. Oh, Rabashaya. Amen. Now, I can relate to that because I've heard that before. Haven't you heard them say that? Amen. They use that phraseology. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail. But I say tonight, we're the tail and not the head. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I said amen before, and you saw it there in demonstration. Amen, that the only way that the tail doesn't follow the head is by the tail getting cut off. Amen. Rabakashaya. But you know what Jesus did? Amen. Praise God. Brother Larry, come on up here. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus was the head, and he walked by a bunch of tails. Amen. Rabashataya, his disciples to be were standing there. This is when, amen, they received the great call in their life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so he walked by there, the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said, follow me. Follow me. Amen. Then he walked. And the tail followed. Amen. Rabbi Shataya. But let me tell you what happens, saints. Amen. Rabbi Bahushaya. Now, let's say, for instance, this tail, amen, was not too concerned, amen, with following the Lord Jesus Christ. So the head goes, follow me. And he keeps on walking. And the tail stops. He doesn't go anywhere. But that does not alter the course of the head. He keeps on walking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, follow me. But if the tail doesn't follow, amen, the head keeps on marching. Saints of God, the head is headed, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is headed for the New Jerusalem, and he's going to keep on marching onward with or without you. Hallelujah! You say, well, I'll just leave the church and watch it fold up. Is that how Brother Bolin does? I don't know how he does that. It just kind of gets on you when you watch people preach. It just kind of gets on you. All of a sudden, you feel like them, you know. Rabakasa, I cannot strut like that. Amen. I don't know. Just don't have that. I don't think Italians have the strut in them. Amen. Shkababahaya. Amen. But you know what I'm talking about? Huh? That he's going to go on to New Jerusalem, saints, with or without you. And a lot of times we think, oh, we just won't go to that church. See how small it is in numbers. The Lord, amen, Baba Hoshaya, adds through multiplying and through dividing. He, Baba Hoshataya, amen. There will always be someone to come in and take your place. Rabakashataya, amen. Whoever's here, God has ordained to be here, amen, Amamahaya. And until it quits being a trial for me, Shikamahaya, it'll remain this way, amen. I got to surrender to it every service. Because, saints of God, it's like having $1 million and no one to give it to. It's like having great treasures and no one to give it to, as it were. Not that I'm, amen, disregarding who's here to receive it, but don't you want more to receive it? Sure you do. And it's a little frustrating sometimes, amen, when more don't come along, just like George's brothers. He knows what he's experiencing. And he wants his brothers likewise to experience. So, saints, the head's headed for the city. Hallelujah, with or without you. Amen. But I want to be a tail and follow along. Hallelujah. And I want to make it there. Thank you, Jesus. How many have your Bibles tonight? Turn to Isaiah, please. Isaiah chapter 58. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah for your word. You know, it's fun to get in the Word of God once you get in it. Well, it's just so hard getting there because that's what keeps the foot on the serpent's head is getting in the Word of God. And he don't like his head bruised, saints. So he does everything within his power, which is a lot, to keep you from getting in the Word of God. Hallelujah. What happened? Something went out? What? They go out at the same time? Well, give me some stage lights. We'll push it on. See if it's going to come back on there by pushing. Well, what do you know? Call David Penland. Holy. A rat just bit the wire. If we smell something here in just a little bit, we'll know that to be confirmed. Amen. Isaiah 58. It's about time. I stay on a lot. That's fine. Isaiah 58, verse 8. This is powerful, saints. We're talking about a head and tail principle. Amen. Isaiah 58, verse 8 reads. Why don't you read it with me, by the way? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Rearward, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Now, can you see that? Thank you, Brother David. I appreciate that. It's got glory on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's look at his headship for just a moment. Didn't he say, the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward? Amen. Amen. At the Ark of the Covenant, you have what? You have what kind of glory that surrounds the Ark? What's the exalted glory? It's called the Kabod glory, is the exalted glory that goes around the Ark. Now, the Shekinah glory is the moon glory inside the Ark. Everybody knows this that knows a little bit about Hebrew. Amen. A lot of your fundamentalists, amen, and other Bible teachers know about the Kabod and Shekinah. This is not anything that we have, amen, to ourselves. Amen. So the sun glory, or better known as the what? Come on. Kabod glory. I want you to get it right in your mind. And the Shekinah, which is the moon glory, is inside the ark. It's the humility glory. Then you have the exalted glory. Then you have humility glory. Glory. Amen. What did he say? He said, the what shall be covering the tail? Huh? You just read it. Repeat it to me. The glory of the Lord, the sun glory, huh? The sun glory and the moon glory shall be thy rearward, shall surround the tail. Hallelujah. Rabashataya. Now, the ark, what is above the ark? Now, let's get this, narrow this thing down. Let's just get it down. Mercy seat is on top of the ark. So what type of glory is this? Mercy glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy glory surrounds the tail. Hallelujah. Now, this is powerful. Now, he said, if we make him the head, we become the tail. Now, this is the problem why people lose the thrill and excitement, because we quit getting under the headship. We get out from under the headship. We quit making him the head, and all of a sudden, we're going to do what we want to do. We're going to do our own thing, and all of a sudden, we lose the glory. Huh? We lose the glory because the glory surrounds the tail. You say, what makes people come in and just die for this thing? What makes people like myself go on for 13 years in the crucified way? What makes Sister Hicks and many others go for 40 or 40-something years? And others leave and don't ever come back. And others die for this message. Others get in here, sacrifice, lose everything they got if need be. And have the, amen, of Hoshea, determination that though thou slay me yet, will I trust thee in this crucified way, Lord Jesus. Though you touch my possessions, though you take everything away from me, there's no way that I would leave. No matter how low that I get, no matter how high that I strive for, I will not leave the crucified way. Now, why are some people like that that would die? Amen. I would die, Raboshataya, by the grace of God. I would die before I leave this crucified way. Now, I just can't picture that. I mean, she would have to drive me away with a whip. And even then, I'd take it away from her and sit right back down again. Hallelujah. Amen. She'd have to end up shooting me. Amen. Then I'd come back somehow before I'd wandered in between there and come back and dance. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. What makes people do that? Glory does. You feel the excitement of being in this church. It burst out in the atmosphere. There's something excitement about it. There's a thrill about it. There's a glory on the preaching, and there's a glory on the music. There's a glory on the people. There's a glory on the church. That's what makes people continue to come back and be a tale. Now, when a person, amen, Rabashataya, gets from out from under the headship, amen, I get it out right, praise God, and he quits being a tail, all of a sudden he says, I'm not going to be a tail no more, man. I'm going to do my own thing. Look, I'll go to church when I want to. I'll read the Word of God when I want to. I'll follow Jesus when I feel like it. I'll be the head. You be the tail. Well, I want to go in the prayer closet. You follow me in there. You meet me in there, Lord. I ain't meeting you in there. I'm supposed to pray early in the morning? No, I'll pray in the afternoon in my car. And you meet me there. Huh? Rabbi Shatta, I don't have time to meet you in the prayer closet in the morning. I think I'll do it when I get time. I am the head and you're the tail. Isn't that the way it is? And you don't feel excited when you come to the house of God. You don't feel anything. Because he said the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Hallelujah. He said the glory, the thrill, the excitement of the Lord will surround the tail. That's powerful. That's why I get excited. I'm excited up here. Why am I excited up here? I feel like a Bohoshataya. I feel like I'm in a little capsule up here, bursting forth with glory all around me. I feel the glory of the Lord up here. I feel the glory, this glory in everything I look at. Might have something to do with 19 days without food. Nah, I didn't. Don't tell me that, devil. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? It's that way when I'm eating all the time. Amen. When I'm in the low place, there's glory on this church. There's Abahaya. There's low glory. There's high glory. When I'm feeling good in my body and I'm feeling like I'm shouting amen unto the Lord, then there's an exalted glory that surrounds the tail. But if God, Abahaya, if the head wants to go over rough and rocky places, he wants to drive me down in the low place. And he's got a habit of doing that, folks. Amen. He likes the low place. Hallelujah. Because he knows that's where it separates the men from the women, the sheep from the goats. The real from the unreal. The sincere from the insincere. Pain will do it every time. Now, what's the deal here? Everything's going out. Are they really? Because they're using the microwave. Did you turn it off? David, take care of it, brother. Are you getting something out of this? Did you hear me? Shabbalabababahashaya. I said there's a glory, amen. There's an exalted glory, amen, which is the kabod glory. And there's a humility glory, amen, that comes down, saints, from the head. Praise God, hallelujah.